KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Electricity Minister José Enzo Ramakgopo says they remain on track to resolve any challenges that lead to load shedding.
We have made the point that we are confident that come Monday we should be in a position to get out of this current bout of load shedding.
He's briefing the media along with officials, including Eskom CEO Dan Marogane, on the country's electricity generation performance. The power utility implemented stage 3 load shedding yesterday, which is expected to last until Monday. In a statement, it said it was left with no choice after it lost over 2,700 megawatts of power over a 14-hour period. Eskom said it needed the weekend to replenish the emergency reserves amid its ongoing high levels of planned maintenance. Despite this, Ramakgopo says they're working to resolve any setbacks.
The intensity of planned maintenance on the back of the support that we have received from National Treasury, the trend line, the aggregate trend line, is still going in the right direction. But I think the 3 episodes that we have had, the 1st of February, the 22nd of February, and now this 5th, 6th of March, have not helped to ensure that we remain on that course. So it's a significant setback.
And back home, a suspected drug dealer is spending the weekend behind bars after he was arrested in Scottsdale on the south coast. The Hawks, who said their investigation began in 2018, believe he's part of a group of drug dealers in the area. An undercover operation was conducted during which a police agent purchased illegal drugs from the group between 2019 and 2022. KZN Hawks spokesperson Sibu Ngane says the suspect was apprehended with drugs worth over 6,000 rand yesterday.
The Hawks members from Poshepstein Serious Organized Crime Investigation arrested a 46-year-old suspect for dealing in drugs in Scottsdale. He is expected to appear before the Scottsdale Magistrate Court on Monday.
And abroad, impeached South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol has been released from detention after a court voided his arrest on procedural grounds. The suspended president, who was detained in a Dawn raid in January on insurrection charges, walked out of the detention center smiling before bowing deeply before a small crowd of cheering supporters. Yoon remains under investigation over his failed martial law decree, which he did in December. Yesterday, a court cancelled his warrant of arrest on technical and legal grounds, a decision that prosecutors probing Yoon are calling unjust. On the weather front, back home, you can expect mostly clear conditions in KZN tomorrow. Durban, Kokstad, Margate and Newcastle reach a high of 30 degrees, Mooi River 31, Richards Bay 35, Pietermaritzburg and Ulundi 34, Ladysmith 33, and 28 for Underberg. In Durban, we've got 1.5 meter swells at sea with sunrise at 6:08. You can follow our WhatsApp channel for the latest local and international news. Just click updates and search for East Coast Radio News Watch. That's all from the News Watch team for today. I'm Tamasha Kanyi.